Richardson Grove State Park, where tourists often first encounter large redwoods when heading north on Highway 101, is home to one of the last protected stands of accessible old-growth redwood trees in the world. The park is essential habitat for threatened and endangered species. Caltrans first proposed a road widening project through Richardson Grove in 2007 to accommodate large truck travel. Litigation has been repeatedly brought against Caltrans for its proposal to widen narrow parts of Highway 101 through the contiguous old-growth forest. Tom Wheeler is serving his second year as the executive director of the Environmental Protection Information Center, also known as EPIC. Wheeler spoke about the plaintiff's recent victory in a federal court against Caltrans.
The judge found that Caltrans had failed to analyze a lot of potential impacts to redwoods. And so this has been something that we've been saying for the entirety of our litigation. You know, we've been filing lawsuits to protect Richardson Grove State Park for 9 years. And the entire time we've said that Caltrans has failed to adequately look at the risks that the project would present to the old-growth redwoods of the state park. And the judge fundamentally agreed with us and came up with four ways that the project failed to take a hard look at those potential impacts. We were pushing the judge for an elongated environmental review to do a full-blown environmental impact statement under federal law. And the judge ultimately sided with us and has forced the agency now, if they want to proceed, to do this very costly, long, and detailed environmental impact statement. So we are thrilled at that result, and hopefully it will put a wrench in Caltrans's cogs and will maybe cause them to reevaluate the project in total.
Plaintiffs in lawsuits against Caltrans include EPIC, the Center for Biological Diversity, Californians for Alternatives to Toxics, Friends of Del Norte, and four private citizens. In June, Judge Kelly Neal of the Humboldt County Superior Court decided that Caltrans violated the California Environmental Quality Act, or CEQA, by introducing significant new information without a period of public comment.
In particular, this report from a tree specialist, an arborist, about how the project could impact the old growth of the state park. And the public never had an opportunity to comment on this significant new information, which the judge found to be a violation of CEQA. And so the judge there ordered Caltrans to go back under state law and reopen a public comment period for us so that we'd be able to comment on this significant new information.
Wheeler explained how the environmental impact studies completed by Caltrans were insufficient evidence that the old-growth forest would be protected.
The judge also found that the agency failed to look at the impacts that paving over old-growth redwood roots would have on the ability of the roots to receive oxygen from the soil. And roots are just like any other part of a tree. They need oxygen. They're alive and kind of breathe. And if you cut off too much oxygen, then you can result in root rot and kill the tree. And so the judge said, you know, look, you've recognized this as a potential threat, but you've never actually analyzed this risk. So your analysis is faulty here. And so this is great. These have been concerns of ours for a long time, and these have been concerns that have been blown off by the agency. So it was really refreshing and nice to have a judge so clearly find in our favor and kind of justify all of the concerns that we've had. I'm glad that Judge Alsup, the federal court judge, really took this case seriously and really dove deep into the record to understand why the agency was failing.
EPIC supports the preservation of old-growth forests.
We have only 5% of our historic old-growth redwoods left. These are the most interesting forests on the planet, in my opinion. These ancient, old, dark, damp, wet forests. they are hotbeds of biodiversity, and we are missing them. We only have 5% left. So each tree, each acre is incredibly precious, and we can't risk harming them for silly or insubstantial reasons. And these old-growth redwoods also are home to some of our iconic endangered species here on the North Coast. So we have northern spotted owls and marble murrelets and coho salmon. All of these species call old-growth redwoods home. And so this project is one of many that potentially threaten old-growth redwoods. And so EPIC, since our founding in 1977, has been devoted to protecting some of our last remaining stands. These are areas that are too precious to just give up.
EPIC's executive director, Tom Wheeler, described how the public can submit their comments about Caltrans' Richardson Grove project.
You can always write to Matt Brady. He is the Region 1 district director here at Caltrans, and let him know that you think it's time that the agency pull the plug on this project. The more that Matt Brady hears from us, the more that our Board of Supervisors hears from us, the better.
This Sunday, July 21st, EPIC will be hosting a potluck in Richardson Grove State Park.
This Sunday, from 12 to 4, we are celebrating these victories and celebrating all the friendships that we've made in defending Richardson Grove State Park with a celebration down at the river. So it's going to be a potluck. Bring your bathing suit, bring a friend, bring a dish to share. We're going to be in the day use area at Richardson Grove State Park from 12 to 4. And we'd love for K-Mud listeners and defenders of the Grove to come and join us.
Visitors to Richardson Grove must bring cash entry fees for each vehicle. The potluck gathering will be held for free at the day-use picnic area of Richardson Grove from noon to 4 p.m., in between the South Fork Eel River and some of the tallest trees in the world. Everyone is invited and carpools are encouraged. You can find more about Sunday's gathering online, on the Facebook event page, Richardson Grove Rendezvous. For more information about EPIC's ongoing work or to donate to their cause, you can visit their website at wildcalifornia.org. Reporting for Redwood Community Radio, I'm Tanya Horlick.